Hello, welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast. Series to episode 34. Oh. Oh. I forget.
What's that, 34 big four?
Shut up. Shout
I want to hear where he was going with it.
No. Don't want to hear what you want to hear, okay? I want to hear what I want to hear. Talk about Max Smith.
Hello there.
Hey.
And Tom Looney.
Yeah, I can only apologise.
Kiss ass, Dave.
Sorry.
Guys, we're back. 100K special was raucous. Any highlights from it?
Loads of opportunities to win some great prizes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Oh, went
home with some microwavable popcorn.
Yeah.
And 5 litres of sun cream.
Yes.
That's so true.
Yes.
Right.
I didn't get any awards.
No.
I got one and I threw it on the floor. It was joints.
Yeah. I just want to say a big thanks to the audience.
Yeah.
Big up yourselves. You know, you're a fan of me. Mm-hmm. I'm also a fan of you.
Yeah. Cheers. Yeah.
Oh, bit weird.
Didn't like that. Didn't like that.
Dave, feel free to.
It was the look. It was a look at the end.
It's
kind of out of character.
He was on that speech. He was stroking himself as he said.
Yeah. Working on that speech whilst I was being put on my trophy cabinet. Oh, bloody hell.
You spent more time working on Relax Max.
No, need to, mate. You know.
Why?
100K special. Scumbag.
I had a lot of people coming up to me asking when the 100K special was, and I was like, funny enough, you're in luck. Next week, mate.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You didn't say that today.
No. Yeah. I've
been saying that for 6 months.
You're in luck. I've got it right here. It's on DVD. Dave's playing all of us.
That's crass.
Hello there.
Well, I was a D-Max impression. He's doing it in Ibiza.
Really?
Oh, hello there.
What the fuck? When have I ever sounded like that?
That's really good, to be fair.
What was that?
Thank you. Oh, my name's Ratchet.
Say Ratchet and Clank.
Ratchet and Clank, best game. You should see the teleport in. Like, you go in one thing.
It's incredible. It's so cool. You know, it just shows the power of technology these days.
Oh, boy. Dave, you've had the 100K plaque. How's your life changed?
Oh, massively. Yeah. Massively. We're moving out of our flat soon, so...
Wasn't the plaque there, was it?
No, but Jenna was doing like a video to show like what the house is like to other people moving in. And I was like, make sure you get that plaque in. Just show
it off. You're pointing your teeth.
Exactly, yeah. Me standing next to it, you know. I wanted to do a thing where I'm in every room. But yeah,
that's
it had
cool.
to be professional.
Yeah. Yeah.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't have fun, you know.
Does he come with the house?
I take it to the shops, you know.
Where's the kitchen? I can't find it. Where is it? I can see my litter tray. Where was it from the toilet?
We do that all the time. You know?
Yeah. The video of you fucking the plaque in the corner of the room. Zoom out. Tom, have you been driving?
I have, yeah.
Ooh.
Cruising around North Manchester, Cheetham Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, looking good, feeling good.
What car are you in?
Some kind of Vauxhall.
Nice. I didn't know you had a licence.
I don't.
Oh, right. Oh, it's driving
don't
lessons.
Don't tell anyone.
I'm surprised you've got wheels going around there.
Yeah. So I drove home from Prestwich up in
nice.
Into the city centre to my front door.
Yeah.
Into your front
door. Crash. Next week, we're working on the brake.
It's not for cars, Tom.
Rest in peace, Mick.
Great friend of the podcast.
Yeah. We'll be listening.
Have you done the emergency stop yet?
No. Although I've done a few stops.
Is it manual or automatic?
Manual.
Manual. Yeah.
I think I'm quite good. I mean, I'm quite hard on myself that I expect that I should be doing it straight away, and I kept getting really annoyed in my first lesson.
Yeah.
But by the end of the second lesson, I wasn't really doing much wrong.
The drive in a city driving is stressful. So you got that in the bag already.
Less driving.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
That's a plus.
I did hesitate for a moment doing something on a main road, and a guy was turning into the street, and I'm clearly learning, and he's fucking beeping, swearing out the window.
I'll be you one day.
Yeah, we'll be. Mm. Can't wait.
I was always very conscious of who's behind me.
Yeah, same.
And be it a learner driver, but you just got to forget about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get over that.
I want to stop the car.
Mm.
But
No, win some, you lose some.
That's so true, isn't Dave. Anyway, Max.
Hello.
We've been roaming around the country.
Yeah, gallivanting about.
Nice.
We can't say what we were doing.
No.
We were filming something that'll come out at some point on YouTube, not on our channels, though. However, they put us in first class.
Oh, nice. On a plane. On a train.
Train, mate.
Oh, right.
Why is the plane going like that? Oh, this is first class. None of that economy crashing.
We crash in style.
Oh, wait, the pilot's first class. He's never done this before.
I thought in first class on the trains, all you get is that little napkin over the seat.
No, that's all you see.
Oh, right.
People sit there taking pictures with their head to the side. Max.
Yeah, no, it's good fun.
Did you get a selfie with a napkin?
Yeah.
It was... When we got in there, there was this bloke who was blatantly from the Tory party conference. He had his suit over our table, and we grabbed him by the throat and said, "Fuck off."
Nice.
And he went, is this your table? And we went, yeah. It's fine. They kept
then he pegged
there.
Us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, he pegged the country because he's fucking us over, the that Tories.
Is, you know, you're forcing your satire so badly, mate.
That did not go well.
What was that?
It's your satire, mate.
Satire.
Let's cut. What was that?
Fuck's sake. Some great satire.
You better wait to look at that. Panicked. You got pegging on the mark.
So he pegged you. Immediately.
He pegged me. He said, "This is like the country. Country man." No, no, all right, yeah, it's great satire. We high-fived.
Anyway, when you're on first class, I didn't realise this, but you can just order whatever you want.
Oh, nice.
And they were like, "What would you like?" And the bloke who'd gone before was like, "Oh, I'll have the avocado, blah, blah, blah." And he went, "I'll have a tomato juice with vodka." And then we were like, "Well, we'll just have water, please," because we didn't know what the deal was.
Yeah.
And they didn't have menus. They just assumed you knew. And then the guy was going to Max, "You should get a tomato juice and vodka, trust me." It's spicy, but it's good.
Got lemonade.
Yeah.
Spiced it up.
It's not worth it, Dave. But yeah, anyway, he was later on, they did desserts, and he went, "I love the salted caramel, I always get that." And she went, "We don't have it." And he was like, "Right." And then when we got off the train, he was complaining to her, going, it wasn't good. Because they gave him something else. And he'd been drinking whiskey. He had a drink with red wine.
Yeah.
Some of the blokes said, "Oh, you can have my cheese and crackers." He didn't even recognise that or acknowledge it. It was just like,
it's peasant food for him, I suppose, isn't it?
Did you just have water?
No, I got a salad, which was just edamame beans, if you know what they are.
Oh, no.
Really shit. And then going back, we missed out on breakfast, and I was a little bit livid at that, and then I realised I turned into the bloke from the previous journey. So I was complaining to Max. God, I didn't
know. Weirdly enough, there were two people on the seats opposite us that were looking at us like, and the cycle continues.
It's fun, though.
Yeah, really, really.
Oh, good.
Moving on, we've got the great boxing that occurred.
Oh, what a fight.
Yeah, it was Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
It was absolute chaos. People regard it as one of the best heavyweight fights of all time.
As Ryan Locke would say, great game of boxing.
I didn't watch the fight, but I saw the highlights. Dave, did you watch it?
No, I had work the next day, like early in the morning. But I did watch the whole thing once I could.
Yeah.
It was great. It was like, I didn't know who was going to win.
Yeah.
Until, obviously, Fury won.
It's often the case.
Yeah.
I didn't know who was going to win until he won.
But yeah. Both of them knocked each other out twice.
Knocked him down.
Yeah.
I watched the highlights. I thought Fiore looked kind of in control.
He's big.
Mm. Yeah. He does. He's putting his weight on him.
Nearly 20 stone.
Yeah. 20 stone, really?
No, 20 stone.
I think that was the idea. I wanted to kind of to lean on him and say,
weigh him out.
Wilder probably shouldn't have put weight on.
No, but, you know, that's it. Yeah. What I always find interesting about boxing is how they have to make a certain weight.
Yeah.
So they do all this, you know, and the baddest man on the planet.
Mm.
Yeah, if you weigh 9 stone. If you're 3 pounds over that, I'm not going to touch you. You're too big for me.
He's cheating.
He's not 20 stone. Tyson Fury, the massive one.
He's enormous.
He was 277 pounds, which is 20 stone, I believe.
God, I'm bigger than him.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. 280 is 20 stone. So yeah.
Fucking hell.
Call him out.
Yeah, I could do.
Yeah. Well,
you could actually
you
could fight do, him. Yeah.
I don't think he would fight you. No. Maybe no. sparring.
He'd probably be too
probably scared.
Yeah.
Do you have any belts that he could win from you?
I got a broken one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, how did it break?
Too big.
don't lead with that.
Too big for my belts, boys.
You want to sell it? Yeah, talk about how shiny it is.
Too big for your belt. That's me, Tyson.
You're getting a bit too big for your belt there, son.
Send me doctor. No, put him up. When you get to the steps of the ring, oh, no, I said the fish dead.
Where's my fucking stair of stairlift, mate?
I've just walked from the fucking end.
Forget it. I can't get through the fucking ropes.
Just getting a golf cart. And keep it.
I need to lift my fucking arms up. I'm fuming.
I'd pay a lot of money to see that. Yeah, I think I would.
What I liked about this was so before a big fight, there's usually celebrities or other boxers that wish the fighters good luck, you know, a chance to get their face out there.
Yeah.
But there was a really weird one that I saw. It was for Tyson Fury and it was Ainsley Harriet. And he was sort of going, you know, knock him out, boy. And then he goes, and after that, he goes, oh, I predict a riot. And just starts singing. When Tyson Fury gets knocked down in the fight, he just hears Ainsley Harriet singing. I too predict a riot, Ainsley.
Sort of like you know, the cartoons where he's like the little bird. Ainsley Harriet.
He gets up. Nice.
Oh, that one.
He's an interesting man, Ainsley Harriet.
Yeah. He's the chef, isn't he?
There was a heavyweight boxer called Audley Harrison. I don't know, there's someone at BT Sport.
That's what I was thinking.
Ainsley Harriet instead.
Wrong guy. Yeah.
Apparently you're fighting Tyson.
No.
Green peppers and red tomatoes, that's a real fight.
Naturally, I've been asked to say a few words.
there was a tram campaign in Edinburgh about how one tram weighs the same as nine elephants. That was sort of... So I guess to talk about maybe how heavy they are. I didn't really understand it. And they had the slogan... Look out for the trampedo.
No!
I guess they're going for stampede.
There's no way that was an accident.
Trampedo.
How has that got past?
The word pedo is there.
Trampede. Yeah. Just say trampede.
Hyphen. Yeah. Pedo.
Yeah. It's a tram with a hat and like one of those massive coats.
I was thinking of a pedo on the tram. But...
Kids ride for free.
Circling a school.
So it's either a man on the tram or the tram itself is a paedophile. We've given it life and it's a paedophile. No.
A paedophile disguised as a tram.
Be careful, kids.
Coming to a stop near you.
Coming to a stop.
Oh, God.
That's brilliant. Yeah, look out for the trampedo.
Yeah.
I guess it's a good message.
You know what we're saying on the podcast?
Look
out for the trampedo.
Yeah. It's worked.
I'm more thinking of, you know, people aren't going to use the trams in Edinburgh now because they're worried that there's a paedophile on the loose. And they can't do anything about it except warn you.
Imagine if you didn't know about it and you got on the tram and everyone's like, it's him.
Well, everyone's a suspect now, you know? That's the problem they've created.
It's like a witch hunt.
He's in the tram. It's him.
From trampedos to a restaurant in London.
Ooh, nice.
Salt Bay. He's opened up a new restaurant in London, and it's taken it by storm. I guess we didn't go there when we were.
We were invited though.
First of all, they claim that kids want to grow up and be like Salt Bay now. He's saying he's inspired, you know, the new generations.
What kid?
Just doing this.
And
have you seen some of the food he does? It looks awful. Like, it just breaks up a baguette and he chucks it on a bit.
He's got gold foil over him.
He's funnying around when... Yeah. I sort of get it with the Japanese restaurants is like teppanyaki, something like that.
Yeah.
And they cook it in front of you and flick it. It's,
yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But they're not charging £300 for no. the food you get.
He's a shit kebab house chef that has just been riding the wave of meme culture.
Well, that's the thing.
All the way to the bank.
What he was known for wasn't even his food. It was
the salt.
Sprinkling
the
salt.
Flair.
Yeah, like that was it. Oh, he sprinkled salt in a funny way.
It's like the bloke who sang that £1 fish becoming a pirate or something.
No, I think salt based.
His restaurant is very well priced.
That would be terrifying.
Terrible for his business, but he's stuck to his work.
Becoming a pirate.
Just on the cruise, and you can just say,
it's like the £1 fish guy opening up a restaurant. That's what it's like.
This is his voice message for Tyson Fury. Go on, Dyson. One punch, knock out.
Oh, mate.
It's fish beard. No. Scourge of the Seven Seas.
Fish hanging down.
just so tired fishing.
Oh, that's brilliant.
This salmon's worth £7 at least.
Curse that song.
I've lost so much money, man. I need to do my piracy on the side just to make a living. All my plunder's going on fish.
Plunders. We'll play a quick game. It's very quick.
Yeah.
Nice.
How much is one sweet corn at his restaurant?
One individual sweet corn?
No, like one corn on the cob, I imagine.
Corn on the cob.
Like in Nando's, you'd get
38 quid.
I'm saying 48.
Well, I'm going to say 20.
£12, so if anything, it's well priced.
Now we have a gauge.
Yeah, yeah.
Now
we have a gauge.
Now it's open.
Sweet corn's 12, which is generally like £2.
Yeah,
One Red Bull.
One Red Bull.
See, Red Bull's quite expensive anyway.
Anyway, it's normally £3.
£7.50.
I'm going to say 14.
I'm going to go max 15. I'll go one up.
11.
£11. Oh, okay. Well, fair play.
It's looking like a good deal.
Yeah.
I'll shock you now. It's actually, what I saw was a bill. There was so basically all the bills have 15% service charge on. Then there's a bill that was over 30,000, and it was because of two bottles of wine. I think they were wine. Came to 19,000. Another one was 9,000. So you're paying 50% on top of that.
15.
Just for them to bring it over.
Just for them to bring the bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
Which you probably don't realise.
Paying that much for a wine,
yeah, you're a dickhead anyway. Yeah. Yeah. You probably complain about the salted caramel on trains.
I honestly don't think it'll be good food.
Salt caramel, babe.
Where's the fucking caramel?
Just he's waiting like, under the table. Like.
That'll take a little bit longer.
There's an extra 20 there, mate.
Need a refill?
It's a shit magician.
Just throws the salt in their eyes.
That's brilliant.
Salt Bay. Pepper spray. He could do pepper spray.
Yeah.
Salt Bay.
Yeah. Pepper spray.
That's 50,000, please.
Yeah. Now we move on to a new segment, but one that Max has insisted on. Shitty tits. That's not the segment. Is it shit or is it tit?
Everybody close your eyes.
Who shit is on my tit this week?
Oh boy.
Anyway, this is
Max's football round.
That's right, Max. It's time for your football roundup.
Yeah, so I did a lot of research this week about
big news that you've probably heard of, Max, but please tell us about it. Newcastle takeover.
Newcastle was taken over by the Saudi Arabians, not in the city. But...
Yeah, Instagram takeover.
Yeah, man.
They run their social media now.
Anyway, they bought the football team.
Really?
Of Newcastle.
Yeah. With the whole club.
Money, I guess.
Yeah, so Newcastle are probably going to be winning the league in the next 5 to 10 years, probably. Yeah.
Finally,
because there's like a maximum limit on how much you can spend, isn't there?
Yeah, but they've got a big stadium, a lot of fans, and now they can sponsor their own kit, basically, with the Saudi Arabia or whatever it'll be.
Of course,
it's not going to be
Pucker pies on the shirt.
What
Wonga.
You used to have Wonga. Was it some sort of betting?
It was a betting one. It's a Chinese bingo? Betting one.
I'll be wrong. To be fair, they've had some horrible times. Those are the teams that have had
I don't know. They've never really. Yeah, they've got a big fan base because there's not much around there. But I think that'll be the challenge, won't it? Because
what do you think drew Saudi Arabia to Newcastle?
Probably the cheapness of the club. It's like when Manchester City got taken over; they just got the new stadium. Mm. So that's a big factor for these takeovers. If you
don't have to spend loads to build
sports washing.
Yeah,
the whole kind of doing loads of sport. Being involved in loads of sporting things to kind of clear their image.
Take the
heat. Right, okay.
It's like Roman Abramovich did it to make the Abramovich name. Mm. You just associate with Chelsea and not...
They were a pretty big club back in the day as well, weren't they, Newcastle?
Yeah, they were the Champions League.
So they've got a history.
Okay, cool.
And also, I enjoyed my gig in Newcastle when I did stand-ups. For that reason alone. The Saudi Arabians there, love me.
See all the Jordans?
I'll be heading back there.
Really like that.
That was good.
Yeah, oh, cool.
Allegedly.
Allegedly,
they are fun.
Yeah. But, all owners are probably horrible. I mean, we support
there's definitely
Manchester
levels
United and Liverpool, and we hate our owners.
Wigan used to have a really bad owner.
Now they've got a great owner.
Really nice.
Counterfeit.
To be fair, if they were taking over Liverpool, I'd probably set the morals to the side and be like, get Haaland.
Money.
Yeah.
See, I think it's more going to just make us fall out of love with football as we get
probably
older.
It will.
Like, forget our teams, just football.
Eventually, every team is going to be whoever's the richest wins.
My issue is that it used to be a working man's sport.
Exactly.
And
you were so passionate about that.
And now women have got involved.
What's the deal with that?
So bring on the Saudis and let's hope they can have some fucking impact. Yeah.
It's like Formula One, because now that's just all about who's got the most
money. You're the fastest car!
It's the quickest of
the used to be out the hardest fucking workers.
Never seen Dick Dastardly.
You used to go downhill.
It used to be people drag racing on country roads.
And now, look at me, I'm funny.
So true.
Used to be Jeremy Clarkson, James Merrick. Driving from America.
Used to be me dad doing donuts in an Astor car park.
Be me soon.
Any more football news, Max?
No football trivia question.
Yeah.
What's the only club in the UK whose stadium is not based on British mainland?
Ooh. Well, we've been speaking about Scotland,
Scotland, or
not on British mainland.
I'm ever so sorry if this does not include Scotland, but I think it does include Scotland.
See, I'm thinking Fulham because they're right by the sea, aren't they?
And it could be in the
riverside. This not, it's on land.
Oh, it's right. Okay.
You know, Tom just went like that, sort of tapping his fingers, Mr. Burns style.
Yeah.
They'll probably be maybe Isle of Wight.
Port Vale isn't a real place. But then its stadium will be a real place.
Mainland, could it be like an island off the mainland?
Jersey's got a team. Guernsey's got a team.
Could it be one of them?
But
they're still under the British.
So I guess it's football, but must be foot in the established leagues.
So like Premier League, Championship, League
football
One,
League.
Island man. I don't know.
Shall I tell you?
In the sky somewhere?
Yeah.
Find the answer.
Yeah.
Portsmouth?
Island, innit?
Isle of Portsea.
Yeah.
Portsea, yeah.
Really? You stupid.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Fratton Park. To watch Wigan. I was with the Wigan fans.
Really?
Good game. Amir Zaki was there.
Yes.
Imagine what a 6 months that was.
Wigan won 2-1.
Yay.
All going bonkers. I was throwing stuff at Max.
That's probably why they lost, to be fair, because I was the mascot.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing little dances on the side.
Pompino.
The trams are safe tonight. Everyone's flocking to the trams.
So
you can ride safely.
Just flirting with the other mascot.
I'm just fucking watching it.
Plus with a 1-0 up until the 90th minute when it came out.
Only me.
Blood around in there. That was
Not true.
Max's football round.
We've spoken for a while, yeah, and we've got an ad read to do, so I should probably do that.
Yeah, nice.
It's a new ad.
Oh,
don't like change.
Oh, no, this is for Curve.
Ooh.
Curve is giving away every new user that signs up 1% cash back on every single one of their purchases for an entire month.
Oh,
wow.
So if you go to Salt Bay and spend £20,000, then you get...
£200.
Yeah. Good maths.
Good hell, that's
almost
good.
Enough quick to cover the service charge. The basic card and app are free.
Oh.
Always good to have a card in your wallet.
Yeah, it's cool.
So true.
Looks so cool.
Yeah, breaking the window.
Download the app, verify your card, make your first purchase as small as 1p, we can all afford that, mm-hmm, and you get £5.
Oh,
it's a super simple process. Sign up at curve.com/Stephen. Curve makes your personal finances easy. Mm-hmm. It's an exciting brand that combines your entire wallet into one app and one card.
Oh.
Not just this, it comes with a host of features that literally supercharge all of your bank cards. Supercharge sounds a little bit terrifying, I can't lie. It's literally supercharged on my card. Kev's metal card unlocks a ton of travel benefits, Tom, including discounted access to over 1,000 airport lounges, travel and phone insurance. For every friend you refer, you get an additional month of 1% cash back on everything you spend your money on. It's so easy to use and it's literally free.
That is brilliant.
You may as well try it then.
Yeah.
It's free.
Save yourself embarrassment when buying a round or on a date. Explain a round to Max.
Fuck, is that a fat joke?
No, it's a tight joke.
Oh, right. Yeah,
it's a tight joke.
My drinks, mate.
Anti-embarrassment mode allows you to set up a backup card. So if your main card gets declined, your backup card is automatically charged without the embarrassment of your friends or date knowing.
Oh. Well, if that doesn't get charged,
that's pretty
though.
Good.
Yeah.
Really embarrassing. Both cards fail.
Yeah. And get out.
You've got bigger problems, mate.
Oh, I'm embarrassed. So remember, download the app, verify your card, make your first purchase as small as 1p, and sign up at curve.com/Stephen.
Hey!
Wow.
Curve. Thanks, Curve.
Thank you, Curve.
Cheers, Curve.
It's now time for this segment.
Ooh.
You can tell me to look good. Quite surprised, to be honest. I'm gonna get slapped up if I heard him, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Baby stops bear attack.
I'm gonna go for... Ooh, Russia!
Ooh.
Interesting.
Poland.
Can I change mine?
Yeah.
America.
See, okay.
I'm saying Russia, because they're badass over there.
Russia!
Use the first one.
Really incredible story. There's a dad walking through the forest because he wants to go do a bit of fishing.
Mm,
that's fun. Yeah. Everyone loves fishing. And turns around, there's a massive bear there.
Oh, human.
And obviously bears are known to attack people and kill them. Luckily, and this is really weird, the dad's...
Actually, bears are known to have their house intruded by Goldilocks.
That's so true. I didn't think about that.
Just got to do your research, that's all.
Yeah.
Maybe this bear was hunting for Goldilocks.
Yeah.
Came across this guy and thought, you know,
could be a dad.
May as well. Yeah. Mm. The guy's daughter had changed his phone ringtone to Baby by Justin Bieber.
Great tune.
And she called him at the moment the bear was going to attack him.
Yeah.
And the song...
Just let the bear out the cage.
The song Baby blasts out through the forest, terrifying the bear, and it fucks off.
That is insane.
That's pretty cool.
I saw a video where there's a guy walking through the mountains somewhere, probably in America.
Probably, yeah.
And it was like a cougar sort of cat thing following him.
Oh, yeah, and he's just telling it.
Oh, shit, yeah.
It's horrible. There's no one else around.
What's he doing, sorry?
Like, this cat's going, like, running up towards him, yeah.
He's just terrified.
Did he survive?
He sounds well calm though, doesn't he? He's just like, go away.
Well, the cat looks like it's not going to bother. It's just standing its ground, but then it starts chasing and following him. He's like, shoot.
He needs that, you know?
You seen the one where the cyclist is going through the woods and then the bear comes out of nowhere and starts chasing after him?
Yeah.
That's mental as well.
I've seen videos like that.
Yeah. That's scary.
Oh, so much adrenaline there.
God. Yeah, God, you would, wouldn't
you? All it takes is a log to be on the floor.
fucked. I think there will be one. Three.
Oh, it's a dream.
It's time for reliable source.
Ooh,
yeah, yeah.
It's
I've
back.
Brought it back.
Yeah.
Because someone mentioned they enjoyed it. Was it you?
No. So,
Ryan, someone. Ryan. This week's source is horseradish.
Ugh. Peculiar.
Irrelevant.
Spicy.
There we go.
Relevant.
Just to my life.
Yeah, fair.
Never even considered it.
There we have it. Back with the bang.
I think they put it in mustard to give it that little
kick.
Yeah,
they kick. Do it on roast. People yeah. have it, don't they? Yeah.
I love it. I enjoy horseradish.
I'm just going to go for a quick wee.
Yeah.
Wow, weeing during the podcast. I do mine under the table.
Exactly, I just go.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
I've got like this bucket underneath my socks. Oh, hello.
Andy.
You're all right there, mate.
Hello, mate, you all right?
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I love the accent.
Thank you.
Yeah, where are you from? Birmingham.
Not likewise.
Cheeky chap.
Just joking. You know it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
sorry, who are you?
I'm Earl E.
Oh, of course.
What brings you here today, Earl E?
No, Tommy, it's...
What?
You're not meant to be here now.
Right.
You're meant to be here later.
Well, I am here, though, aren't I? It was an empty chair.
Yeah, but he's gone off for a wee little tinkle.
During the podcast?
Yeah,
exactly.
I know,
I do mine under the table.
So you do.
Yeah. Well, we've actually got a load
of... It's just a leaking maggot.
Very pale.
That's generous.
It stinks. Yeah. You would know, Tom.
Yeah. So you did that.
Yeah. Made you look like a fool.
I took the risk. It was worth it.
You took the little maggot as well, didn't you?
I know mine.
Sorry, anyway. we got some talking points we need to get through in a few seconds.
Okay. Yeah,
we got some shit we need to work through.
Take it away.
Can you come back later?
Yeah.
This is embarrassing for everyone.
It's just that we know he's going to be back.
You piss under the table and this is embarrassing.
That's just natural. That's human nature.
Yeah, yeah. He does this every episode.
You coming in here like this, that's fucking uncalled for.
And out of the blue.
Yeah. Oh, there's a free seat. I'll take it.
You've invited me down and I come.
Yeah.
Early, yes.
Oh.
Same.
But I was invited and I'm here and yet you're saying, oh no, later.
Oh, yeah, of course. Do you
not mess me around again?
No, you can wait outside.
Good riddance, I say.
I felt sorry for him in there. It's kind of fitting, though.
Fit?
Early.
Oh.
Looked like Lee Evans. How was your wee?
None of your business, though. Yeah. So I'm just slag off a podcast.
Hey!
This week it is Friday Night Comedy from BBC Radio 4.
Yeah.
Who spends the Friday nights listening to Radio 4?
It's like
embarrassing,
night.
Yeah. I'm out
Friday
partying.
Night, yeah, yeah.
Guitar lesson.
You're there just having a wild time.
Yeah. Fucking Radio 4.
Oh,
fucking comedy
off.
That isn't good enough to get on TV. No thanks.
And TV at a push, you know.
I've never seen someone go to someone for praise and go, oh, should we look back on Spotify, listen to some music? Forget that, mate. Yeah. Chuck on Channel 4 on Friday night. Yeah. Take it, whoever it is.
It's Friday Night Comedy on BBC Radio 4.
Fucking Friday Night.
I'd rather
don't
listen
to that.
Don't
I want an Indian? Don't I want a Chinese?
Sounds boring. It sounds miserable, that.
Yeah.
Has they got any names attached to it, or is it just...
No, I don't think anyone wants to be
associated. Yeah, exactly, yeah. An hour of silence.
It's entirely anonymous.
Anonymous comedy.
Anonymous comedy.
They wear bags over there.
On the radio. It didn't dawn on you, did it? It didn't until I said it.
I don't think Dave has understood any of this so far.
Fried night takeaway, chicken curry, bag on your head.
Takeaway bag, straight in your head.
Fucking.
got a corner in my ear. You're popping up, you know. Says you're quite a fun Friday. No, I'll give that a listen.
It does sound like a mad time, to be fair.
It does.
I'd prefer to do that than listen to it.
It sounds much better.
Maybe make that thing, Dave.
Yeah, exactly.
Just the audio of you getting the curry. Here's your favourite takeaway.
My favourite takeaway. I love the Domino's.
My mum's.
Drops around her bean and bacon pie. No.
No. 1 week you're going to meet Dave's mum.
Yeah. And I can't wait.
Oh, hello there. Does she watch it?
Yeah.
No. Lovely to meet you. I make jokes on the podcast.
Okay. Fill in the blank. Women need to do a better at.
Need to do better at.
Women need to do better at.
Oh, God.
God.
Tough question.
The name of this card thing is Convo and Chill. Who's chilling there going, women need to be better at
what?
Jesus Christ.
God, no.
Start a riot.
Yeah. I don't want to answer that.
No.
I don't feel comfortable.
No,
kind
I
of,
just feel sexist.
You know,
then,
backlash. Right. Answer that.
Backlash, you know?
No, we answered the men one.
Did we?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I feel like there is a, and it's, you know, men's actions, but women go back to clearly bad men.
Yeah.
Far too often. Just cut the cord and
Do you know what? That is spot
him.
On. That is spot on.
It's like, oh, he did this, but he means well. Yeah. Like, no, he doesn't. He's a prick.
Or they keep breaking up. Like, they keep breaking their heart. Like, oh, actually, no, he's changing. He's not.
I can change him, baby. Yeah.
It's a really nice one, I guess.
That was,
got away with it,
Well done.
Some women need to learn to value themselves more.
Yeah. Recycling, maybe.
If, you know, they kind of realise it's not that easy sometimes.
Yeah.
Psychological. Element to recycling.
I just send more nudes, you know?
That's both to women and men.
Pegging joke in three.
Am I a piece of laundry? Because boy, have I been pegged.
I love it.
Yeah, same.
Max doing laundry.
What's the best book you've read or movie you've watched?
Best book I've read. To Kill a Mockingbird.
That was mine when I was young.
Year 9.
I've not read one for a while, but that's still top of the pile.
Yeah.
The only book I've ever read fully, with no help, was Gangster Granny by David Wells.
Dave, what do you mean with no help? What do you mean with no help? Because you're in your 20s now. When was the last time you were helped to read a book, like, and how did that look? Right.
It's Jenna reading to me.
Right.
Gangster Granny.
The cow says moo.
David is pyjamas laughing.
I'll never get past this book.
What is this? Ooh. Gangster Granny. Good book.
Whoa. Similar to Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah.
It deals with similar issues.
Yeah, it does.
What about you, Max?
I don't know. The His Dark Material books, they're good.
You said you used to read a lot when you were a kid.
A lot.
What were some of the books you read?
Oh, God, great question. A lot of Neil...
Diamond.
We both Neil said it.
Have we forgotten his name? Neil Gaiman, there we go. Oh.
Neil Gaiman and
before I could ask for a begging.
Really a bumper book.
Nah, it's crass. A lot of his works, they're good. Harry Potter.
Movie.
Ooh, The Dark.
Sorry, it was my answer not good enough for you.
No, I thought you were done.
Books.
I thought you were done. Right.
What about you? You didn't say your
end
book.
End of that chapter, mate.
I said To Kill a Mockingbird.
All right, same as.
Mockingbird.
Movie, The Dark Knight.
Saving Private Ryan. Great film.
Dark Knight.
City of God.
I've not seen it.
Oh, is that the South African one?
Brazilian.
Is that what inspired you to want to... stay in Mexico if you could only stay in one.
Brazil, to kind of become king king of the favelas. Because I feel like I have a blueprint now.
Wow.
You reckon you could take over the gangs?
You've got the arse for a Brazilian.
Two very different questions.
Wow.
That's not a question.
What is a Brazilian butt lift?
I think it's a question.
It
lifts it up and makes it bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And is that a Brazilian thing?
Yeah, but it's just a procedure common there.
Big arses.
And it can be quite dangerous.
Wax as well.
There's people that have had, like, cement put in their arse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like,
I'm sure they'd weigh it down.
Is it you, lazy? Yeah.
No. That would make me less lazy because I'd have to fucking haul it around. Jesus, imagine hauling a butt made of cement around. That's not lazy, that's
hard
work.
I've got a perfectly good excuse.
I can't move.
I wasn't even late today. You were stuck in the co-op because of scratch card woman.
You shit and it's like a cement.
Yeah, check it out. It's like Dizzy from Bob the Builder screaming,
kill me! I've laid a brick.
Hey.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bootmuck and Dizzy. Yeah.
Bootmuck and Dizzy.
Where were we? Plop the Builder.
Nice.
Plop the Builder.
He was the one with the orange, didn't he?
We should do a parody of Slob the Builder. Just never gets around to doing it. Paid by the day. Look out for that. Oh. The great Stephen Dry's comeback.
Slob. Slob. When you get that notification.
Been years, man.
Yeah. So long.
What are you wearing, Slob? Dungarees on upside down. Shut up. Just pegging the apprentice. For the prank.
You drop me a spanner.
Social experiment.
Push Max into some cement.
Yeah.
Fuck off. That's funny.
Ruined it now.
It's funny, no.
You have to push Ryan into it because on the first time we do to Max, it didn't go well.
just stuck inside.
Just saw in the edit.
Just see my face still sort of poking out. Just 2 years later, the building's erected. It's just me, like Han Solo.
Just in the background, them lifting a block of cement onto the back of the truck. Careful, lads.
Just his pants are slightly low. It's your ass.
Is everyone on those Brazilian butt lifts?
Little maggot.
Yeah, and you keep touching it, you go, wee, you weirdo.
Yeah, still up going, it's fine. I feel like I had the upper hand in that.
It's going to be such a good video. Look at it.
Look forward to that.
What was the question? Our favourite movie?
Favourite movie, Slob the Builder.
Slob the Builder. Ooh. If you could spend a day with a person, dead or alive, who would it be?
Mother Teresa.
Good one. Mine.
Thank you.
But the dead version of me.
I'm going to go two, one dead, one alive. Probably my granddad, then George R. R. Martin. Done Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Well, it says one, Dave, so...
Yeah. Oh, damn it. Probably George R. R. Martin.
Claire from work.
Yeah. It's a chink.
Great shout.
No, really, I've got no kind of desire to spend any time with dead people. And even, like, you know, I don't want to meet my heroes.
Yeah.
No interest.
Sorry,
they say you should spend a day with them.
Yeah,
whole day. That's a long time.
Yeah. Because what if they're shit?
Yeah.
Would they know that they're, you know, sort of brought back? They'll be terrified. I've just been burning for 30 years in the pits of hell. I've got one day of freedom.
Yeah. You've got to help me leave.
Would they want to spend it with me?
No. I mean, that's an interesting bit of context, isn't it?
Are they chained
Almost
up?
Complicates things.
I don't think they are chained up.
No. Yeah, chained
unless,
up.
Unless that's what you're doing. With yeah.
Chained up, on fire still, from the depths of hell for one day only. Who do you want to spend a day with?
Who do you spend a day with?
Nando's cinema.
Yeah, because the people I used to really look up to would be like Stephen Gerrard, but he seems like quite a normal person.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, let's go to the driving range or something. Yeah. Whereas the creator of Rosie and Jim.
Yeah,
that's a kooky character I want to meet.
I mean, you know, stick the names in a hat. I'll go one of you guys.
Alexander the Great.
Okay. Oh, yeah, to be fair.
A little bit of history.
Yeah.
Alexander the Average. Yes. Alexander the Burke.
Would I be able to understand their language?
Yeah. No. So if they're speaking in a foreign tongue, chained up.
Yeah. On fire. Yeah.
You're going to get a lot of looks.
Yeah. God.
I might go for Anthony Joshua and just be a gobshite all day. Yeah. Which is no difference, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Like, Fury's better.
No, feel? Not to him.
Oh.
Spend a day winding someone up that could batter me.
You're shit, mate. Have a seat, Anthony Joshua.
Day, I wake up the next day in a coma. Well,
that's a good one. All right, yeah. Scots people.
Yeah.
What's everyone's answer? Yours is?
Mine was sticking with George. All right,
George.
Maybe just Jay-Z in the studio.
Oh, yes.
Just get me and Jay in the studio.
God.
God, just
singing rap God.
I'll bring my notepads, which my mum bought me from W.H. Smith. And just,
yes.
Loads of pens.
So, what's going on with you and Beyonce then?
Yeah. Great question. He probably just calls her Bay.
True.
Beyonce.
B. Yeah.
Nice. Talking points are done.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's now time for just a bloody good segment.
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Dave, this is Stephen lies. Okay. You are the detective.
Right. It's actually going on this time, is
it? Yeah.
This week we have a Bible.
Okay.
And it's just a Holy Bible, New International Version. Ooh.
Ooh. Okay. Can I have a look? Can I have a hold?
Not inside, you can't open
can't
it.
Can't open it.
Can't open
can't
it.
Can't open it, okay.
Just look on the out. Don't even touch it, to be fair.
don't even look at it. Okay.
Surprise his hands aren't burning.
Okay, so as you're starting, we'll go around like the ball, you know, where you talk about your feelings.
Yeah. Sad.
Yeah, okay.
This is the Holy Bible.
Yeah.
I was told off by a stripper for giving her this.
Okay.
Not have any cash.
This was gifted to me by the priest of my local parish on my first Holy Communion, who later was found to have been a nonce.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Jesus. That's that for you.
This is all he gave you.
Yeah.
And that and a wink. This is my Holy Bible.
Okay.
Which my granddad gave to me when I was christened. So.
Oh, right. Yeah. I see. So.
Recently.
Probably keep that here.
Yeah. Max.
Hello.
Start off.
So I was going to uni in Southampton. It was freshers. Mm-hmm. What they would do at this freshers, they've got like a big sort of building that looked like a warehouse, but it's got a load of floors and shops and stuff.
Yeah.
And you'd work your way through it. And there was a bit where there was like a boxing ring. Right. And inside it was, Spearmint Rhino.
Oh, yeah.
It's a gentleman's club.
Right, okay.
And they had women from the gentleman's club
there
in the boxing ring, sort of dressed up like what they called the
science
ring girls.
Yeah. And one of them was talking to me, and I felt really awkward. The only thing that I.
Virgin.
Loser.
Can't relate.
Fuck off, Tom.
No, I'm just a funny joke, isn't it?
It's not a joke, though, is it? It's my life. I felt awkward.
Or is it?
Wait till the end of the story. Yeah. I felt really awkward, so the only thing that I had to give them... All I had to give them was a strap-on, and I said, please, beg me. All I had to give them was a Bible, which we'd been given outside.
Okay.
Loads of people were just giving out free Bibles. So I gave them to one of these stripper women, and she was like, rah, look at this fucking idiot, you know, give
me
a Bible. Yeah, because obviously, you know, to her it probably seemed offensive.
Yeah.
Like you were suggesting, she was immoral.
She needs to find
God. I guess that's probably what she could have taken from it. That's not what I meant.
Yeah, same.
That's not what I meant. I meant, you know...
What did you mean? This is all you had.
This is all I had. This is all I had to give. I'm like in the Bible when the woman gives all her money, which was like 2 pence to the temple. And God said, yeah, she's actually better than the rich people. So I was nice. So I gave her a Bible.
Fair play to
you, didn't accept it.
What was inside that I weren't able to see? Like just for
it's got the year...
Right, I see.
Yeah,
people's
and it would say that it's from Southampton.
Yeah.
It's obvious that it was mine.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Tom?
Yep, actually inside the Bible is a message to me congratulating on my first Holy Communion.
Nice.
This was given to me, it was given to all of us that made our first Holy Communion at St. Anne's in Cheadle Hume. The reason why I kept hold of it is because he got... reallocated a couple of years after.
Yeah.
And I didn't realise at the time, but as we got a bit older, it's kind of high school, it came out that
that was his Bible.
So I held on to it in the hope that, you know, it might become like an international scandal.
Yeah.
It might kind of come out, but it didn't. He was just reallocated and problem went away.
Went away there.
It didn't go away.
So
it went somewhere else.
Where did you keep it? Like, is it something you hold dear?
No.
where was
it? It'd be awful if he did.
Yeah. Was it at your parents' house or was it where you live now?
It was at mum and dad's house. Well, my mum's house. I've got a bookcase. Right. With
you should go for it and have a gander.
Reverend Kelly.
Reverend Kelly.
Came out, okay.
Father Pat.
Father Pat me on the bum.
Didn't pat me on the bum.
So, Stephen, first describe to me what's inside that I couldn't see, and then...
Inside is...
A gun.
it's a message from my granddad saying, to Stephen, congratulations on your christening, something along those lines.
Yeah.
something in September 1997.
Right, okay, okay.
Yeah, I was a Catholic.
Nice.
So I got to a Catholic primary school.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it? No, it was Christian. It was one of those.
Begins with C. Confused all the time.
I remember I wasn't the right one to be there.
You were the outcast.
Yeah.
And what did this Bible mean to you? Was it from your granddad?
It's from a granddad.
Everyone, right.
He called me a terrorist once.
Okay.
I never really that religious. Used to go to church a little bit. Yeah. Not with him.
No.
He was the least holy man I knew.
Yeah. Was it an excuse just to have a party?
As a 2-year-old, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a 2-year-old student.
Just an easy, give me a chance, you know.
Just water, mate. No, I want vodka, man.
Wet the end, yeah. Okay. 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 I think, Tom, you are lying.
Do you think? Really?
So. I think so. And I also think you're lying, Steve. So, Max,
what?
I think it's yours. Can I open it?
My story was just too heavy for you.
No! Devastated.
To Tom, you fit.
We were out of bike sheds at 10.
The fucking bike sheds.
19, 7. So I can pick it. Yes.
Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet. I like that. God bless.
No, really.
Big cliche.
An original, that.
Damn it. Damn it. So convinced.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Yeah, some viewers embarrassing stories.
Whoa!
Not that I should have done. Sorry.
We've sort of run out of embarrassing stories, so get ready for this. This is from Henry. Thanks, Henry. I was at my girlfriend's house having dinner with her family for the first time. I was telling them about how during exams at my school, everyone would cough at the exact same time. Her mum asked, how did everyone know when you cough? I tried to say there was one big clock on the wall, but instead, Max didn't tell her there was one big cock on the wall. They now all think I'm gay. Not bothered about being anonymous, thanks. Yeah, meeting girlfriend's parents for the first time.
Yeah,
especially over a meal. That's
nerve-wracking.
Very nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Thankfully, my girlfriend's mum sort of laughs at everything.
Yeah.
And her dad just makes puns and jokes off things, as like people say. So.
Good people to be around, then.
That's it.
Yeah.
I still went red in the face.
Yeah. You go nervous for parents for some reason. Family. Okay.
Sorry.
Every time.
I was just
sorry, Dave was there.
Sorry. It's all right. I was just going to ask how we were.
Well, well, we were.
Sorry about it. Yeah.
So naughty.
Yeah. Get out then. Flashback of when he met his girlfriend's parents.
I'm very naughty.
Devil horns.
Oh, I am a bad boy.
Stands at the kitchen window.
I put that cock on that clock.
On the clock. Cock on the clock.
Cock on the clock.
We do have fun. I was going to ask how early on it was when you got trapped in a hammock, because I thought that was one of the first times.
Oh, I didn't get trapped in the hammock. I just fell straight out of it.
Because was that not like one of the first times you met them?
Their extended family, so the cousins and aunties and stuff were there.
Okay.
Oh boy. So yeah, as soon as I got in, I fell out and just lay there on the floor.
Yeah. I prefer it here.
Do you think he's the one?
Someone else gets in the hammock and ignores me.
No help, please.
Speaking of a little help, please, it's time for a segment that needs help.
Fucking hell, I hate this segment.
Oh yeah, that's got me all kind of relaxed.
It was a really good episode this week. Nothing gets me more relaxed than acupuncture.
Great.
Lovely ancient Chinese wisdom.
That one with the needles.
One with the needles.
should we press play?
Wow, what a great day. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, and the only thing weighing me down are these four chunky trophies. Begone, foul children. These are my trophies, mine. Which of you fuckers have better chat than me? That fat one with the dodgy knee? LMAO. Stupid kids. Oh, that reminds me. I need to get to the local orphanage to entertain those poor children. God, life is so fulfilling. Oh, God, my back. It's got to be in pain from holding up the podcast for so long. I need to call my doctor. What's up, Doc? My back's in bits. Needles? Huh, like acupuncture. Sounds good to me. Oh, he's here. Hit me up, Doc. This back is in need of some good crack. Oh, is that the needle? Owie! Wow, I feel better already. Well, off to entertain. Oi, oi, only me. Oh, wow. Oh, look, my trophies are talking. Well, man, you are the best dressed. That tied up is to die for. Ugh, are you the Burj Khalifa in Dubai? Because you've got so many great stories, LMAO. Max, it's me, the best segment trophy. This segment is so good, I bet everyone is laughing. Wait. Oh, God. I thought I called my doctor, but I must have hit the wrong D, lol. And he must have brought the wrong drugs. It wasn't my doctor, it was...
Oh, it's good to see you.
What a classic mix-up, Dave, LMAO. Owie. Oh, it's the fat kid with the dodgy knee again, lol. Oh, fuck off, Dave.
I think it's time to put Relax Max to bed.
Yeah.
It was,
Yeah, no.
It's sad to see that the four trophies have really gone to your head, mate. Yeah.
I hope you can sleep.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll go for Income Max.
Yeah.
And be Max Income.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we could, because the James Bond film's out, you could review that. You
know? Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
Next
back,
week.
Back to the nation's favourite segment, IMAX.
Wow.
Oi, Max.
You say you should never go back.
Yeah, but, you know, people could be wrong.
Very true.
You know, it was an interesting story. A lot going on.
Mm.
And there was no poo, so well done for that. No.
Yay!
The thing is, though, you're not getting any more relaxed.
No.
And neither are we.
No.
No.
And then that...
Oh, putting everyone to sleep.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's sad, isn't it?
Seems stressed. If anything,
stressed.
I'll get you a chamomile tea, mate. Yeah.
Thank you, chamomile tea. I'm really excited for this tea.
Yeah,
really? Yeah. I hope none gets spilt.
I thought it was made out of camels.
Idiot.
Chamomile.
Oh,
oh, hello.
Hello,
oh,
there he is.
Oh, he's back again.
On time this time.
Well, no, I was on time before, really.
But you weren't. No, you weren't.
You weren't. No.
Got to get this through this. I don't want to say thick skull.
No.
No, no, that. You shouldn't talk about anyone like that.
No.
Especially a guest.
No.
A guest who's been kept waiting.
Mm.
Well, you invited onto the podcast.
Yeah, that's a...
I was invited.
Who
by? Talking about my... Stephen.
Oh, Stephen.
Right.
He knows what he's doing, like you.
So, does Stephen reach out to you?
Yes.
Why?
Because I'm a great businessman. And right. He said, you could advertise your business... on the podcast.
Oh, wow.
What
is your business?
Doesn't sound like Stephen.
No, it doesn't. Greyhound racing.
Greyhound racing. Right.
Hey, that's like a
greyhounds.
Dying sport.
Yeah.
They don't die, not all the time. No. Some of them live.
So you're a man of God, I see.
Oh, is that what it is?
No. What do you think it was?
Well, my mother's name is Tricia.
Oh, wow, of course. Yeah.
Right, okay.
You got a big, it's quite big as well, you know.
Well, she's a big woman.
It's a big T.
Yeah.
So, Early. Yes. So you're
someone who addresses me by my name. Thank you, Ab.
You're very welcome, mate. You're very welcome. You're clearly from Birmingham.
Not clearly.
No.
From Solihull. Maybe Wolverhampton.
Yeah, true. True.
I'm not. I'm from Birmingham, though.
So what is your product?
My product is greyhound racing.
Oh yeah.
Fucking hell!
Could you take over, please?
How'd you get into greyhound racing, Earl?
We have a cracking entrance, and you just go in.
Oh, ever been pegged?
Have I ever been pegged?
Yeah.
It's none of your business, sir.
It might be.
We touched a nerve here, Earl, haven't we?
Look, when I was asked to come down here, it was to talk about greyhounds, not strap-ons.
But it's weird, because Stephen hates dogs.
Possibly a rolling pin.
Are you in a relationship, Earl?
Yes, I am.
Interesting.
Yeah?
Is it?
Who with?
My partner.
And what's their name?
Not a he, she, you can't say that. Oh, God. He'd be famous for something else in a minute.
Do you know what? It's got a good point there, Tom.
Yeah. It's quite sexist.
Baby.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a she.
It is a she.
Nice. Okay.
It's not really why I'm here, that. Oh, right. Talking about my bloody partner, am I?
Yeah, some butt stuff.
We want to know the man.
Greyhound.
Greyhound racing is quite controversial because obviously it can be quite cruel.
No, it's not cruel.
The conditions that the dogs live in.
These live in grey conditions.
Okay, do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah.
Yes, they're all very happy. Very few bites.
I believe him.
They're fed.
Yeah.
Not once, but twice a day.
What do you feed them?
Pre and post workouts. We feed them just various vegetables, maybe some meats, it depends what we've got going on the day, what I'm going to eat for that evening. Lasagna. Lasagna.
Dogs are living their life.
I just leave the dish out. If I can't eat more than half, I say, right, the greyhounds can have it.
How many dogs do you look after?
12. And if my kids don't eat their food, guess what? It's going to the greyhounds.
Oh, nice.
Do your greyhounds race against each other, or do they individually get entered in different events?
They race against each other.
Right, okay.
What I've done is I've found a bloody good gap in the market.
Okay.
Yeah. Grey is quite a boring colour.
It is. Yeah.
Oh, it is, yeah.
So I
like grey.
So I paint mine different colours. You say.
Wow.
Spectacle. Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
You know, it's not just greyhound racing. Yeah. It's pink. It's yellow. Yeah. Green, blue, red.
Do you do, like, when you're racing them, do you do colours against each other? Or colours, like, purple ones
against... They're all different.
They're all the same colour. Oh,
right. They're all... I think that's been done before with grey.
Oh, yeah. True, yeah. Yeah.
Fuck me. If you're a greyhound, you'll be dead last, you slow div.
Believe in God?
Now
you know what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. Have you ever had someone try and fix a race?
Yes.
Like, especially in Birmingham, like, that's quite a big thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
Peaky Blinders,
you know.
Oh, fuck yeah. It's not the 1920s. Grab up.
Could be.
You got the cap and everything, I thought.
No. This is just simply style, sir.
Right, gotcha.
You ever seen another greyhound racer?
No, I can't say I have.
Right, well, this is what we were.
Have you ever been wear the big T?
Always. My mum's always with me.
Yeah. In spirit or in physically?
No, she
sat in the waiting room.
Looks after me.
Right, I see. So you still live with your mum?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
You make a lot of money?
Strikes me.
No. Right. That's why I'm here trying to advertise a business.
Right.
Well, a big company's going to advertise.
Yeah,
we're a big company.
Manscaped, yeah.
I don't know why you're talking about fucking rises.
Or curve.
So where can we find you? Where's the track?
We are without a track at the moment.
Oh, okay. No.
Right.
No wonder you're struggling.
Financially very, very hard over COVID. Went through a lot of greyhounds. Few races.
So, okay.
Like in your back garden or?
Anywhere we bring them to you.
So I've heard your ad. I'm interested.
Yes.
What's a day at the races typically entail?
Now the races come to you.
Okay.
Or any field you know of. Ideally, we'd have some sort of wiring as well to keep them in.
In an ideal world.
Because they run off. Not that I treat them badly, it's just they'd rather be anywhere else. And I'm stood there with a tin of Dulux going, come back.
The paint?
Yes. I paint the dogs.
Paint them different colours, yeah.
Fuck me.
Intriguing.
Yeah, really good. I think you've got we've got all the information.
£12.
Need.
£2.
£12.
£12.
You haggling sod.
Oh, £12 for the day, or is that per head?
Whichever one you're paying.
Really. Okay. Wow. We could rustle up £12.
Rustle up £12.
It just sounds like you're desperate for money.
Well, everyone is though.
Wow. It sounds like you're a shit interviewer.
Even if he is, Dave. Yeah.
Have said very little apart from Peg.
Yeah.
No, I said some other good things. Question. I said something fun.
Name five.
Okay. Give me a minute.
No, minutes right. Over.
The interviewer has become.
Yeah, yeah, oh, no.
You've been wrong at every turn, one of my greyhounds. So I keep backing for some reason. And you've asked questions,
Yeah.
Do all your greyhounds have the same number when they race?
No!
These are really odd questions, Dave.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, just kind of relax.
He's trying to sell a business. Yeah.
Generic.
All right.
Help him.
Have you got any people at work under you?
Yeah.
Or is it just you doing all your...
I do a lot of the work.
Right, well.
My kids do help. They hold the dog's legs whilst I paint them. So they will scurry, they will run.
Yeah.
And you got half a painted dog. That looks unprofessional.
Yeah, yeah, it does. Looks a bit silly.
If you paid for your kitchen to be painted, it was just half a wall, you'd go, well, I'm not paying you.
Yeah.
You know, most greyhound races, the dogs are owned by different individuals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they would race them against each other.
Absolutely.
And that would be the whole thing. Whereas you own all the dogs.
Yeah.
So is this a gambling thing, or is this literally just to watch dogs race?
Yeah,
you'd gamble.
You'd still make money.
You bet on the races.
Yeah. I don't know. You wouldn't trust. I wouldn't trust that because they could fix it.
Oh no, the bloke in the Schlesinger tie-dye top doesn't trust me. I'm fucking over that one.
Oh, the guy with the big T on his fucking chest doesn't trust me. Go back to your mum's house, you little cunt.
Yeah,
fucking hell. No, don't go. Come on, Earl.
Fucking hell.
Really, you cuss me out and then say don't go.
Are you an actual Earl? That's a great question.
Earl of Lee.
Earl of Lee, yeah.
There's
of course.
A place called Lee under Wigan.
Is there? Fuck
yeah,
off.
Under Wigan. Yeah, yeah. Lee.
God.
Spelt different.
Oh, yeah.
You do hire some weirdos, Steve.
What? Yeah. The only... I'm an employee of his, Dave.
Take to
I need to talk to HR right now. You missed Earl Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
Earl Lee.
Apparently you called him about doing an ad for greyhound racing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he just came and went.
Oh, did you call him?
Yeah.
Why?
Really into it. I saw it on TikTok.
TikTok, we forgot to ask.
Multicoloured dogs running around. That's good
fun. That's funny. Yeah.
That's fair.
Got to ask about his social media presence.
Got Max's caramel tea.
No. It didn't seem like
forget I drank it. Hence why I was gone for so long.
No, that's all right, mate. No, I'm more relaxed.
You really excited for it?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
You watched the footage back just before Early comes in. Max could not hide his joy and anticipation.
I think I heard that. It sounded a bit forced, I'll be honest.
No, never forced.
It's now time for, pardon me, a segment that I call Dave's Raves.
It's Dave's Raves. Dave's Raves. Gotta get those Dave's Raves.
He's angry.
Hey, I am this week.
Still don't know where that theme tune's from.
I'm going to the rates. Something that really frustrates me. Nose hair. Always get nose hair falling out, falling out, just like dangling out,
You've got to pluck it.
Just cut it, you can get a thing.
Yeah, I've got
Manscaped lawnmower,
take the head off that.
Yeah, use it.
Sorted. Horse's eyes. They're freaky things. They have to put things over their eyes so they don't see everything.
Yeah, blinkers.
Because, they can see everything, from 180 degrees.
Like a fish.
Yeah. Really?
Think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Their eyes
are
on the side of the head.
On the side.
I'm a shark.
Yeah. It's freaky, that.
You.
Birds. Most animals, to be honest.
We are the outliers.
Air fresheners. Especially them automated ones.
Yeah.
Scare the shit out of me.
I love them.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck?
Got a few of my
It's like a bus, when it just out of nowhere.
It's not out of nowhere, is it?
No, true. It's just stopped.
The buses one, they're terrifying.
Terrifying,
just walking down the street and then you just hear...
You just get scared going on a bus because of that.
I don't like it when the emergency services turn the siren on when they're next to me. Creep up behind me.
Don't even turn them on, mate.
Police, isn't it, for you?
I always panic when they go past me when I'm driving as well.
If you do it earlier on, you'll run.
I'm very jumpy.
Burglar alarms.
And last but not least, a vibrating phone on a table.
It's least.
No, it was least, yeah.
It's definitely least.
Which is weird because the other ones were.
Yeah. Can I just ask it? Burglar alarms annoy you.
Yeah.
We've got a fire alarm, but I don't. Every time we open.
Why do you keep on hearing burglar alarms?
Got to pay for these fresh duds.
burger alarm.
So fresh.
Ripped.
Yeah, man. Ripped on the door. You know when you open a door?
Oh,
your top
culture.
Gets caught
in the pain. Yeah.
Max raves.
Do you know what though? I love
You've
about...
never had a shirt get caught on a door?
No.
Really?
I've had headphones.
Yeah, that's headphones also bad. Yeah.
My pockets happens. Get caught on door handles. Yeah.
Always happens when you're frustrated anyway.
Yeah.
Frustrated more.
My belt buckle and my trousers, they always get caught.
Yeah. For me, it's my hoodie pocket.
Yeah, so wide.
So my pants keep falling down.
Weird things seem the same.
You ever gone out of a door really quickly that was going down some stairs? And then the belt buckle got caught, and you were kind of like, damn it, over these stairs. No.
That's silly.
Anyway, that
days
was
days. Days raves.
Days raves. You had those days raves.
He's raving.
He's raving. Yeah.
You thought raving was bonkers. Get ready for this. It's Tom Looney.
Looney.
Yes.
Looney.
Yes.
Looney.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. this week.
Again, the camera work doesn't really...
Saying, giving you what you want this week. Nation's favourite
food,
crisps.
Oh, crisps!
Wow. Yes.
Questions that need answering.
I know this.
Can we guess?
Do you? Yeah. So right, this is what I've got here. I've got the top 20. So I was thinking I'll give you the. I'm not going to use it. No, I'm not going to read down from fucking 20.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I've got them there just in case you wanted to throw some out. But
you compile this yourself?
I'm going to give you the top five. I went deep.
Can we guess? Can we guess?
Yeah, you can guess. Have some fun. Yeah.
Whoever hits highest wins.
Cheese and onion.
Prawn cocktail.
Right at the top.
Is like Doritos one? Is that sort of thing? Or is it just Walker's flavours?
No, it's all crisps. Yeah.
Oh, so it's not flavours, it's
opens
brands.
It up a bit.
Brands as well, yeah. Brands.
Oh, prawn cocktail, Walkers.
I think that'd be right up there.
Yeah.
I think Ready Salted to be up there.
Cheese and onion, I think, is just a classic.
I'll just go Ready Salted.
I think you'll guess four of the top five, possibly, but one of them is just fucking bonkers, which is what this segment's all about.
Salt and vinegar McCoy's, that's got to be up there as well.
Thai chilli.
No, these are quite niche.
No McCoy's
at all.
Really?
Pringles, could that be? That's popular.
Yeah, once
Pringles,
you pop, you can't stop.
Squares.
Pringles, fourth. Pringles original.
Really?
28% of the vote.
Well, Walker's prawn cocktail, was that out there?
Further down the list.
Oh, embarrassing.
Just stick to cheese and onion, I think that's...
Yeah, cheese and onion.
It's got to be a home run.
Salt and vinegar.
Salt and vinegar's out there.
Ready salted.
Yeah. So top five.
Hula hoops.
Hula hoops, good. Quavers.
I mean, you've got the Rogue One already-ish. It's Monster Munch.
Flaming Hot.
Roast beef.
Roast beef?
Beef.
Oh, that's the worst.
Beef, I love
one.
Beef. Is the second favourite in the country.
That's the worst.
Really?
One.
In the country?
With a whopping 34% of the vote, just edged out by Walker's Cheese and Onion, which cleaned up.
Yeah.
Beef, well, Monster Munch, Fat Walker's beef. Salt and Vinegar, Pringles Original, Walker's Ready Salted.
Twang my arse and call me Susan.
Great new segment.
What was that? That was good. That was good.
Quite beefy, the British public. Hula Hoops beef was sixth.
I
was never into beef crisps.
I used to like the Walker's roast chicken, but I was never beef.
That's good.
Do you ever remember the barbecue Walker's, like the black ones?
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah, been through a lot of them.
More of a
crisp.
See, I'm more savoury.
General sweets.
Mm. Yeah.
I general like, sweets and the character.
Character on next week.
So many characters.
It's the Trampedo.
You know you're playing it, don't you? we all looked at you.
Yeah.
First persons came to mind.
Yeah, it's me.
Or for the Trampedo.
Maybe we could be on a tram for next week's podcast.
Yeah, oh, that'd be good, yeah. Yeah, that'd be fun.
You'll be the Trampedo on there.
Yeah.
Get some audience interaction.
Yeah, excited for all the audience here, Trampedo, and then everyone looking at me.
Yeah.
As I get carted away.
There's loads of trams at the depot.
Yeah.
They're just trams at the depot, like the old ones that are just stationary. Yeah.
No, we want to.
Seems to know a lot about trams, Tom.
Yeah, the new one. He's on about the old ones, not the new.
Yeah, yeah.
The pedo.
Yeah, because
I hunt on stationary discontinued parked trams.
Got it on tape.
Yeah.
He said it. He did it
first.
Yeah.
No one's watching this. It's the final question. This question was originally written by Zach Smith, and it's Max. Oh. If you lived as another member of the podcast for a day, what would you do?
You would be the trampedo.
Well, no, you would be. You'd be my body doing it. So you,
it don't matter,
you would be committing the crime that you just
late.
You just
CCTV. No! The CCTV doesn't lie.
No, it does, because I'd be in your body.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd be going, Max isn't a trampedo, and everyone would believe you.
It won't matter.
Just wearing that striped jumper and nothing else.
So you've taken a day as me to say Max isn't the trampedo. Well, I'm out there with little maggot.
Not even little, man.
Nonsense about
fat maggot.
So you'd be Max being a paedophile, and you'd be trying to clear your name as Tom.
I would be Tom hunting myself down to stop myself. If I was to kill myself,
then you realise everyone else just sees Tom being a hero stopping the trampedo.
Yeah. It's too late.
No, wait there.
It's too late. We made our decision.
If I was to be Tom, if I was to be Tom, and I was to kill myself, what would happen? Would I then go to?
Why would you go there?
That's well, because you're gonna be a paedophile. I'm thinking of the victims, Tom. Not the way you are.
No, I'm not. That would be a lasting name, so wouldn't be killed. Let's just say you can't kill yourself.
Yeah, that's unfair. I'd tie myself up.
Maybe punch yourself.
Mate, I just enjoy the last day of just being able to relax.
Yeah, yeah. So you're tied up as Tom.
Oh fuck, then I would go back into my own body and I'd be tied up.
Okay. Just imagine you spitefully eating something with meat and trying to get back to Tom. Drinking milk.
Yeah, I'd get myself addicted to a horrific drug.
Yeah.
But then when you take over, then you'll be that's what I'd do.
Heroin.
Yeah, I'd be in prison as a fucking paedophile.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I spend a week trying to kick a milk addiction.
I'd be Joe.
Yeah,
Joe. Yeah. Joe.
And
yeah.
I just ruined the Manx.
Good dog.
Get a greyhound.
I'd film so many wingits.
Yeah.
And I'd load them.
That would be so funny. Yeah.
Just him slagging off every place.
Yeah. This is shit.
Or just cut my hair off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be Ryan.
Give Ryan so much to answer for the next day. Yeah. Erin would be furious.
Yeah, like you. And like you, what you're
shit
doing.
Around the flat.
but it's in the spirit of fun. We're just a couple of rivals. Just out to get each other.
Enjoying my last day as a free man.
You get arrested by police when you're asking for heroin.
We've not even swapped yet, Max.
You're in prison and you see the real you.
He somehow escaped for a day.
I'd be right. Just cause havoc.
Yeah.
You can help me.
No, that's even worse.
Maybe get Joe a henna tattoo.
Yeah, around the face.
Yeah, I'd get a lot of things pierced.
Yeah.
Get a hair transplant, but in the wrong place.
Just get it all taken.
Get everything.
Yeah, get everything shaved off and just give a hair transplant.
Yeah, get it taken off. And then get a tattoo of the hair back on. And bring the hairline really low to fat there. can we just try and do this somehow anyway?
I think so. We'll try and get a machine.
No, I don't mean with
the
great,
tattoo
great yeah. Second channel video.
If I was Joe, I'd just go back to Excess Radio. Storm the building. I'd just take a shit somewhere.
Yeah.
I think you've got it worse though, mate.
Yeah, I do.
I'd hate to be you after this.
Thank you very much for watching the Stephen Tries podcast, series 2, episode 34.
34.
Wow.
I've been joined by David Rees.
Hey, I'll see you later.
Max Smith.
Goodbye there.
Hey.
Not clapping, Tom.
Sorry, I always forget.
And Tom Looney.
Looney.
Booney. Booney.
I'm just hearing loads of noise.
Booney.
Booney.
No, Booney.
I said Boomy.
No, not me.
Hello. Doing that.
No.
No, boo him. Boo him.
Boo him.
You know the trampedo now.
Yeah. Like swapped.
Anyway, stay safe. Avoid the trampedo. And ciao.